Be bold. Be brave. Be extraordinary. Be vulnerable. Be real. Be curious. Be true. Be you. Welcome to Trusting Your Gut with world-class energy intuitive Catherine McIntosh, a show designed to awaken you to enjoy the process of evolving, have fun along the way, and learn to listen to those silent in-between moments. You are the expert of your own life, and nobody knows more about the next steps to take in your journey than you. So please, listen to your gut and discover what's waiting for you to explore. Here is your host, Catherine McIntosh.
All right. Welcome, everyone, to the show today. I am super excited for today's episode. So today we are talking about the importance of alignment. And I truly believe this is a really valuable topic to any of you out there who feel like you're doing all the things that everyone says you should do, whether it's in your parenting or your relationships or your business or your marketing, or just your own, like even breath work or whatever it is for you. And you feel like you're doing it, but you're not feeling it, right? So it's like there's something out of alignment. And, you know, I've been coaching for over a decade, and more than ever, I work with a lot of entrepreneurs, some of them starting out, some of them who have built ridiculous businesses. And, you know, I'm always so impressed. And every single one of them at some point experiences a misalignment. And I actually recently went through my awakening of a misalignment. And the way that the misalignment showed up in my world was symptoms that you would label as menopause. I'm slightly midlife, don't tell anyone. And I started to feel all these crazy symptoms that are side effects of what they call menopause or perimenopause. And so I went down the road of, let me do the hormone replacement therapy. Let me see a doctor. Let me, you know, talk to my body. Now, a lot of you know I'm a body intuitive and I'm really great at reading everybody else's body. But sometimes, once in a while, I get stumped on my own. And so this was the first time, literally in over a decade, that I was experiencing physical symptoms that I did not know how to sort of transform. And I felt stuck. And so I assumed, oh, it must be that I'm going through my hormonal midlife shift. So I did all the things that doctors told me to do, and it still wasn't working. And the only thing that shifted it was me having a direct conversation with myself in the mirror, sort of like my truth teller. And when I was having this conversation with myself, and I do it two ways. One is looking at myself in the mirror and having a conversation, looking at myself in my eyes. And the other is grabbing a journal and asking myself questions and then just kind of like free writing and trying to sort of discover anything that I might not be cognitively aware of. And so I did this, and very loudly was, it's time to shift your path. Now, for a decade, I was really clear on what I was doing. I was really clear on how I was doing it. And it got easy. And I think I lost a bit of enthusiasm for what I was doing. Now, my private clients, I never really lost that level of enthusiasm because I love who I have worked with. And every single time I do a session, no matter if I've done 100 sessions with the same person, the session is different every single time. And I love that, because it's about catering to what's going on in the moment, right? So let's say you are somebody who I'm a skier. So I had a ski accident recently and I completely knocked my shoulder out of alignment. And it's a month later and I still am feeling not 100% in my left shoulder. And so when your physical body is out of alignment, it definitely impacts you. If you have hip issues or knee issues or joint issues, or you have an accident or your spine is slightly out of place physically, it really takes a toll. And it also takes a toll on us if we aren't aligned with who we are becoming. So I'm going to say this, I was aligned with who I was, not who I was becoming. And so these physical symptoms that I was experiencing, and yes, I'm midlife, and yes, I am probably going through that phase in life called perimenopause. And I got to tell you, 9 months of really, really difficult times, 9 months of thinking I was moving backwards in life, 9 months of erratic emotions, 9 months of crazy behavior, 9 months of experiencing levels of depression that I was like, I thought I was done with that, right? I had depression in my 20s, but since doing what I loved, I was not really ever experiencing that until I was out of alignment. And so when you're out of alignment, so if you notice you're depressed, your first question to yourself is, what would change my depression? And most of us go, oh, I need a pill. Oh, I need to go to the doctor. Oh, I need to go to a therapist. Oh, I need energy work. And yes, you might. All of the above. Follow your intuition. But usually what is causing the depression is that we're out of sync with our higher self. We're out of sync from the person that we desire to be. And when you get out of sync, your energy slows down. Your body stops functioning at its optimal level. You start to experience symptoms that might feel like you're sick, might feel like you're depressed, might feel like you have anxiety. And it's just a sign that you've gotten out of alignment. So if you feel depressed, where am I out of alignment? What's out of alignment? Is my relationship out of alignment? Is my business out of alignment? Or am I out of alignment with my business? So in my case, over the course of this last year, I had this awakening going, oh my gosh, I'm out of alignment with my business. So I want to invite all of you to consider these subtle ways in which our physical body is attempting to communicate with us all the time. And so if you feel out of alignment mentally, emotionally, physically, your first question isn't, let me call the doctor. Your first question should be, where am I out of alignment? What is out of alignment? Is my relationship out of alignment? Is my business out of alignment? Is my parenting out of alignment? Are my children experiencing a shift out of alignment? Is my house out of alignment? And so when you begin to recognize that the symptoms you might be experiencing, and this can include any sort of label that a doctor has given you as to what you have, and that goes for healers as well. Healers can try and diagnose, right? And sometimes I can be at fault for this too. I try to just invite people to look at what I can perceive is going on in their world and where they might be off. And then the question becomes, how do we get you back into alignment? And one of the first things that I look at isn't about going backwards. It's more about going forwards because you are evolving. Your spirit is evolving. Your physical body is evolving. And most of us try to work on ourselves, evolve the self, cultivate a sense of self-awareness. But here's the deal. When we go to try to fix something, most of the times we are only addressing the 5 to 15% of the conscious mind. And we go, oh, let me change it on the conscious surface. So if you get sick, you go to the doctor, they give you a diagnosis and you're like, okay, I have strep or I have autoimmune, right? Or I have Crohn's disease or I have chronic fatigue. Or I've been diagnosed with hyperthyroid or hypothyroid. And so all of a sudden, we now have created a label in which we define what is wrong with us. But here's the deal. This is my personal point of view. My opinion is that if the diagnosis and the solution for the diagnosis isn't actually creating health, it's not the correct diagnosis. It's the symptom. It's the thing that's appearing on the surface that might need to be addressed in a deeper level. And so for all of you out there, I'm super excited about this show and it's brand new. It got picked up by our iHeartRadio. So shout out to them and thank you. And to the producers at Om Times. And one of my targets for this show is I wanted to create a platform where people could call in and ask me any question. And I got to be honest, at first I was slightly terrified of the idea, but the idea created a shift in my energy and actually recognizing that it was time to do this thing that felt so out of my comfort zone, not the radio show itself, but the willingness to take live callers where you can call in and ask me any question about anything you're going through. I might stop you, right? But I will give you as direct of information as I can. I'm not going to try and diagnose, but I will see if we can uncover the truth that's underneath the symptom. And when we recognize the truth, the energy shifts. Health reappears. Energy reappears. You start, all the systems of your body start to align again when you get clear with you about your truth. And so if you're listening to this live, you're welcome every Monday, this time, to call in. And look, if you're on the other side of the world, it might be Tuesday, my friends down under, right? So, but you can call in and you can call in at 202-570-7057 every Monday and ask me questions. And I will do my best to contribute to you in the best possible way. And here's what I know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a medic. I don't really have any formal training, but I have been an energy junkie and a physical body junkie for over 25 years. And if any of you listened to my first couple of episodes, my story was that I hated my body. And in the hatred of my body, I was covering up the how psychic and intuitive I was with bodies. And so I would walk around 24/7 hating myself, thinking that it was real, thinking that it was mine, thinking that I was fat and ugly. But the truth was I was just really psychic and really gifted in certain areas of the body, not every area, but certain areas of the body. And what was happening is because I wasn't aware of my gifts, I wasn't in alignment with my gifts, the misalignment manifested as body dysmorphia. The misalignment manifested as obsessive compulsive with eating or not eating. right? I've been anorexic. I've been bulimic. I found myself almost dying in a hospital bed with IVs and machines hooked up to me at 96 pounds. And it wasn't until I got to the truth of what was going on. So I, 20 years, tried to fix my body, tried to find alignment. So it was, what's the right food? What's the right diet? What's the right exercise? What's the right meditation? Who's the right shaman to go to? I did it all. I've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to fix my body. And what changed and transformed my body and my mind and my sense of peace and my gratitude for who I now am was the truth of my alignment was I was very gifted and intuitive with bodies. And so if you're listening to this and you are suffering from something chronic that no matter what you've tried to address the symptom hasn't subsided. You haven't really touched the depth of health. And when I say health, mental health, physical health, emotional health, relationship health, financial health, this is health in every area. And when we aren't in alignment, our physical bodies get impacted because here's the deal. They're trying to communicate with us about the truth, right? So some of you who are out there suffering in the financial realm, it might be possible that the reason you're suffering is because you might have a gift with money and something about money that no one else on the planet knows. And you're walking around thinking you're pathetic, thinking that you're inadequate, thinking that you're going to spend a life living in financial lack, possibly comparing yourself to others and putting yourself down or getting frustrated that you're not seeing the progress that you'd like to be seeing. You might be frustrated because underneath that symptom of feeling lack is a financial genius, is someone who might know something about something in regards to money, right? It might be an invention. It might be a future possibility. It might be, you know, NFTs or crypto. It might be numbers. You never know. And this applies in every area. So if you feel messed up in the area of relationships, you're probably really gifted in areas of communication. You could be really gifted in areas of connection, but you feel disconnected. You might be really gifted in sort of interpersonal relationships or interdependent relationships. You just might have this capacity. And the other thing that I think is going on for lots of sensitive beings on the planet is that you are healing people in a specific area, but you don't know it. And so if you are listening to this conversation and it is pinging you and it's popping in your universe and you're like, whoa, what's going on here? Your physical body might be healing other people around you in your life. Now, they might be in your life and they might be 2,000 miles away and your body still might be healing them. Right? It doesn't matter the distance. It's the fact that you might be literally healing them, but because you don't know you're healing them, what it manifests as in your world is a problem, is something you think you need to fix. And so for those of you listening, it might not be that you have a problem per se, like an autoimmune deficiency. Now, it might be manifesting as an autoimmune deficiency, but what actually might be happening is that your body is healing all the bodies that have autoimmune deficiency. Your body might be healing all the people that suffer with anxiety around money. Your body might be healing other forms of misalignment out of other people. And so you've decided this is your problem you haven't been able to solve in this lifetime. So you're on a mission to solve it. But when we diagnose what we have, it creates almost a near impossibility to find the solution and to resolve it and to transform it. And so as long as I spent the 10 months that I was suffering from what we'll call perimenopause or menopausal symptoms, suffering like lethargic, no energy, couldn't work out, weight gain around my waist. And I never have weight around my waist except when I was carrying a baby, right? And so this thing that was going on in my world, I tried everything that correlated with the diagnosis of menopause. None of what I tried actually resolved the symptoms I was experiencing. What resolved it and solved it and created a solution for it was that I had to realize I was currently in that moment in misalignment with me and my business. My business was asking me to evolve into something greater. So in August, I had published the book, Don't Diet, Be Happy. If you haven't gotten a copy, go check it out. You can go to my website and there is a link. You can download the first chapter for free. And so these moments that were sort of poking me to say to me, Catherine, you're ready for something greater. You just haven't taken the leap of faith in yourself. So a decade ago, I took a leap of faith in myself and I went out on my own as a brand new mom. My son was 2 weeks old. My husband had quit his job. We had no income coming in. We are on the verge of possibly losing our house, filing for bankruptcy. And I went, I got to do what I know I'm meant to do. And what I knew I was meant to do was to consult and coach and do energy work with people around the world from all walks of life. And I remember those first 5 years of doing it. There was an energy in my body, in my system, in my spirit that no one and nothing could stop me. And I was determined because I felt so alive. And then along comes COVID, and my business had been asking for a shift, but I wasn't quite ready to go there. So I thought the shift was writing the book. I thought the shift was adjusting certain things about my offerings and my online business and my online coaching. And what actually was true was a come to Jesus moment about what I know, what I want to be doing in the world, and where I can make the greatest impact. And when I started to tell the truth of what wanted to come through me, instead of stay in my comfort zone of what had worked for a decade, right? That's when my symptoms started to dissipate. Now, once in a while, I still have hot flashes, but I rarely experience the severe mood swings. I rarely experience the weight gain or the severe lethargy. We're talking, it was painful to walk like two blocks. And I got to the point where I was like, I might have chronic fatigue. Notice I wasn't asking a question because sometimes I get in my own head. So we're going to take a break in a minute, but I want to invite you, if you're listening to these conversations every Monday live at 2 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can call in on the show live and I will answer any question you have where you feel like you've been at this adjustment period for a decade, or you've been at your health for 20 years and nothing shifted, or you've been struggling with your body image and your self-esteem, or you've been dealing with a recurring pattern around your finances. And here's what I tell people. Here's how you know that you're probably healing it in other people, is if you keep sort of coming across a loop that is over and over and over and over again. And in that loop, you aren't able to change that pattern or interrupt the loop, right? Because we all know you can't change what isn't yours. So if you can't change a loop that you are looping on, that loop isn't yours. It's probably the thing that you're most gifted at and that you're healing in other people. And for some of you who don't think you're healers, this might sound like a really crazy concept. And we're going to talk about it after we get back from the break. So hold tight. We're going to take a little short commercial break and we'll be back soon.
Om Times TV.
Do you trust you? Do you trust your body? What if the key to unlocking the weight, pain, suffering, fear, anxiety, addictions, traumas, and sorrows was already inside of you? Learn to love the skin you are in so you can create the body, business, and life you love. Everyone always says you can't explain what Catherine does, you just have to experience it. From Hollywood actors to New York Times best-selling authors to some of the world's wealthiest and most successful, no two experiences are the same. For private sessions, online courses, live events, and the latest book Jack Canfield calls Game Changer and should be required reading for everyone, go to KatherineMcIntosh.com. KatherineMcIntosh.com.
Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust, spheric approach. Om Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, Om Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an Om Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on Om Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive Om Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. Om Times. Open yourself to the possibilities.
I want to eat apples and bananas. I need to eat apples and bananas. Why can't I eat apples and bananas?
Support the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks to help provide meals to those in need. Join us at feedingamerica.org.
Welcome back from the break. Oh my goodness. So we're going to go on an adventure together because that's what this is all about. And so those of you that are listening, if you are resonating with the messages as you listen or even after the fact, leave us a comment, send us a message. And if you're live and you want to ask any question, you can call us live on Om Times, right, at 202-570-7057, and we will do our best. I will do my best to answer any question you have. And what I mean by any question you have, it's something that you have spent your life trying to change about yourself. And no matter what you've tried, you still feel, and here's the title of today, you still feel out of alignment. You haven't quite found your truth. And so this is my true belief, is none of us should have to live with dis-ease. None of us should have to live with lack. However, we do go through phases of our life and phases of evolving as in a human body, right? On this plane, we go through phases. And if you're in a phase that you haven't quite figured out how to sort of support yourself through that phase, then there might be a misalignment. And so if you feel depressed, where are you out of alignment? If you feel lack and not full of abundance, where are you out of alignment? If you feel like you're just not quite clicking right now, where are you out of alignment? If you're feeling anxiety, where are you out of alignment? So before we took the break, we were talking about some of you, many of you, if you're sensitive, if you're intuitive, if you're psychic, if you experience anxiety or panic attacks, you actually might have a healing body. And this is my personal opinion as someone who has been working in the energy intuitive realm for over 25 years and working on myself since I was 15, that most people are like, they're living in a healing body. And if they don't know that they are healing others or what they are healing in others, it doesn't have to be specific. It just has to be this acknowledgement. So my 20 years of eating disorders and body dysmorphia, the minute that I changed it was when I started to recognize that I had this pretty profound capacity to hear other people's bodies. Now, until I recognized and acknowledged I could hear it, everything I was hearing I thought was mine, because it was coming through a filter that felt like mine. And some of you are probably dealing with a dis-ease or anxiety or a panic attack or just like this feeling of lethargy and not enough. And it's probably because, one, you have a healing body and you haven't acknowledged it. And two, you're just out of alignment with your truth. And so how do you get back into alignment? First step, ask the question, where am I out of alignment? And you might need to call a good friend. You might need to call someone who can help you. And here's the deal. You want to find someone who has no judgment about your situation, who has no point of view, who's not invested in the outcome, but who is willing to sort of provide a safe space, but they're also willing to see if there's a window of truth. And so truth, when it is spoken, even if it's not what we want to hear, it still hits our physical bodies as a lightness, as like, oh, what you're saying is true. I don't want to admit it, but you're right. Right? I had a friend about 6 months ago come up to me, and this is in the middle of me, you know, going through menopause. And, you know, unfortunately for me, the menopause or the symptoms that we were calling menopause were also hitting home and re-triggering a lifelong battle with my body image and self-esteem, a lifelong battle of my relationship with food. And so not only was I navigating the symptoms of hormones and thinking I needed hormone replacement, but I was also navigating that all of a sudden, something that I thought I healed over a decade ago was in my face. And I felt like I was starting over again. I started to feel like a failure. I started to feel like I wasn't enough, and it brought every emotion and every insecurity and every negative thought I've ever had about myself. And it was like in my face. Now imagine what I do for a living is I help people get out of the stories that they tell themselves. I help people find the truth so that they can begin to transform. So for me, this was a very challenging moment in time. And the truth of this moment in time was simply giving me the space to come to my own awareness that I was out of alignment, that it was time to evolve my alignment or adjust it, so to speak. And so when you are out of alignment, it can feel really scary. And here's what I notice is that when you're out of alignment, we tend to want to give other people the power of the answer. Does that make sense? So you will give the power of the answer. If you are someone who has struggled with your body weight for over a decade, right? Let's say anywhere from 5 to 7 to 10 to 20 to 30 years. And your whole life you've identified as having a problem with your weight. That's not the actual problem. That's the manifestation of the problem. That's the symptom of the problem. But the problem might be that you lost a piece of you as a child in order to fit into your family. You might have experienced a trauma, and in order to survive that trauma, your body took on a survival mode. And I did an episode on this, but when our bodies are in fight, flight, fawn, or freeze, survival mode, and you are trying to change your eating habits, maybe you're trying to transform your body, maybe you're trying to shed a few pounds, maybe you want to just get a little bit more fit. When you try to make those physical changes, but underneath the surface, you have this low-grade or high-grade intensity of survival, fight, flight, fawn, or freeze. When your body is in survival mode, it's not digesting food. It's pumping blood and oxygen through your body at a rate so quickly so you can run from a bear. So you can freeze in front of a bear, right? So you can address the situation. And every single molecule in your body, every single cell is literally resourcing itself for survival. So the last thing on its mind is to digest your food, smell the roses, take a look up at the landscape and check out the sunset. And so this is your invitation to, in some of our bodies and a lot of people's bodies have been in survival mode since COVID. They have been in isolation, and I know a lot of people still suffering, and actually the suffering is starting to come to the surface. And so here's what I know is when the suffering comes to the surface, boop, 95%+ of the time it's coming to the surface because there were trapped energies inside of your body that needed to heal and be released. But unfortunately, we've been entrained by psychology and Western medicine and really a lot of spiritual modalities that, oh, that's resurfacing because you need to deal with it. You need to process it. And I don't know that that is always true. In my most recent experience of all of my old insecurities resurfacing, it was a deeper level of me that needed to heal so that I could step into my new alignment, into this new evolution, into being the person I was meant to become. And I'm that now, and it will continue to evolve. And our challenge is always, are we evolving with the transformation, with the change, with our soul's calling, with our heart's desire, with our energy being? And so evolve. Now, how, you ask that great question. I wish I could give you a cookie cutter answer or a cookie cutter formula for how you personally evolve on your journey. But that is the gift of the journey, is that it's yours to discover. And here's what I want to say is, when you begin to trust your gut, right, the title of the show, when you begin to do things where you can start to hone in on and listen to your intuition, then this process of evolving, of listening, will become easier. And so, how do you start to listen to your intuition? I'll give you a few clues. Your body is 24/7 communicating with you. When it sleeps, it's communicating, right? I had some wild, wacky dreams last night with some of my closest friends in the world in my dream. And it was a beautiful, like, powder day dream. We've had the most amount of snow in March in Aspen, Colorado. So it's been a great ski season. And it was a great dream, but our bodies are communicating in goosebumps, in when they need water, in the thirst, in blinking, in our eyes watering, in the emotions that come up. That is all of the ways in which our body is communicating. And if you have tears coming out of your eyes and all of a sudden you're making yourself wrong for those tears, or you're labeling those tears as sadness, whatever those tears are doing to come out of your body to help your body evolve, to help your body elevate, to help your spirit sort of move on to the next adventure, or this awakening of an energy inside of you, and you label it as sadness or pain, you miss out on the magic of the alignment of the tears. I hope this makes sense to those of you listening. And I love the comments that you guys are leaving. Thank you for leaving your comments. If you'd like to leave a comment or a question, please feel free to ask. This hopefully over time will be an interactive experience. And I'm also happy to continue to speak to what I've discovered, what works for me, the truth of where I'm at now, the truth of where I've been, what I've learned along the way, and possibly where we're going. And I believe that if we don't cling so tightly to the disappointment of the current situation in our lives, and that could be globally, but that could also be personally. I'll say that again. If you don't cling so tightly to the experience that you're having currently, in either globally or in your life, right? I want to invite you that, you know, we are on this precipice of evolving. And so please don't cling so tightly to the story. Please don't cling so tightly to the pain of what you think you lost. And I'll give an example, and then we have a question that I will look at. So I remember my first divorce. I'm 27 years old. I got married way too young to a man who didn't speak any English in Quito, Ecuador. We'll do another episode all on my honeymoon in itself, because it is, I told the story a couple weeks ago and people went, what? that was your honeymoon experience, but I won't tell that story today. And so when I was going through my divorce, I had had two large income properties, right? I was a landlord. I was fluent in Spanish, and I was living in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, which was where I was born and raised. And I was able to buy lower income properties and rent them to Spanish speaking people. So I became a landlord at the ripe young age of 26, 27, 28. And so at around 27, as I was going through my divorce, I realized that I was going to have to let go. Or I guess I didn't have to. I chose to let go of everything. And I walked away from basically three properties I owned. One was a duplex, and I lived in half. I rented the other half, was living with my husband, of course. And when it came time to realize it was time to leave that relationship, because I was dying, literally dying. And when I left that relationship, the safest choice to make was to leave and leave him the house. And I said to myself in my head, I will make that money again. I will create that success again. I sold all my income properties and I packed my bags and I moved to Boulder, Colorado to study somatic psychology at Naropa in the grad school program. So that's kind of part of my evolution. And so the point is that I'm trying to make that you will be in these life journeys where you will have to evolve. And in that evolution, you have to be willing to let go of the pain of what you left behind or the pain of what you lost. Staying in the sorrow of the pain rather than the acknowledgement of the pain keeps lack and suffering and pain in our bodies. And so when that divorce happened, I went from having hundreds of thousands of dollars and income properties and, you know, driving a fancy freaking car and like just on top of the world, making more money than any of my friends, you know, was nominated for 30 under 30 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I didn't make it, but I was nominated. So I felt like I was on top of the world, besides, of course, my marriage. And when I went through my divorce, I left it all behind. And I remember being in Boulder, Colorado in grad school, working two jobs, totally financially suffering. And I was like, so pissed. And I kept hanging on to the resentment of what I had lost, of what I had given away. And I blamed my ex-husband, but I chose that journey. I walked away. That was my choice in my evolution. And I will tell you that I suffered for many years from financial lack until I could get my crap together and start to change my mental habits so I could then become successful again. And a new version of success, not an old version of success. And I have had many businesses in the course of my 30 years, and every time it evolves. And so I think that we are on the precipice of being invited to evolve. So if your business is suffering and you're clinging to the success you had pre-COVID, it might be time to ask, where do you need to get into alignment with your business, or vice versa, right? So I love it. We have a question that says, what if you know you're out of alignment, but the path to getting where you are supposed to go is still unclear? Amazing question. And I bet so many people have this. I know that in my coaching programs, so many people go through this. And that is such a brilliant question. The first step is to just acknowledge that you're out of alignment. The second step is to get a sense of the energy of what you can perceive you want your life to feel like. Okay. And so I will tell you that the most successful entrepreneurs in the world know this thing that you're asking right now, which is none of us know what the next step is. And if we think we do, most of the time we're lying. Now, I might be exaggerating a little bit, but let's say you are making $2,000 a month and you want to increase to $20,000 a month. And you get a sense of this level of freedom it might create. You might be able to travel around the world. Maybe you can buy a home. Maybe you want to raise your family. Maybe you have dreams of studying or helping, you know, the world in some way. And you get a sense of that energy that is taking you closer to your sense of alignment. And what most intuitives and sensitive people struggle with the most is they can feel and perceive the future they want to create. And so they get overwhelmed. So they're here in the beginning. And they have a sense of the future they want to create, and they get overwhelmed because the gap of where they are and where they want to go is way too big. And they go, I don't know what the next step is. Now, for some entrepreneurs, like I didn't know for the 10 months I was sick, out of alignment, I didn't know what the next step was. I thought that it looked like getting healthy. Right? I love it. Octavia says, this is me. Yeah. I thought that it looked like getting healthy, but what my journey to realignment looked like was acknowledging that it was time for a shift. And so what I started to do, Octavia, is I started to ask myself the question, what shift? What's the shift? Where in my business? What is working? What isn't working? What needs to shift and transform? Where's the shift? And so it came in pieces. The shift came to me in you've been asked for 20 years to teach your energy work. Okay, I've been ignoring that calling because I was scared, right? Oh, I love it. Yes, Octavia, it's because I married an Ecuadorian who didn't speak any English. You're so welcome. She says, thank you for pronouncing my name correctly. And so for those of you that are at the precipice of, you know that you're out of alignment, but the path to getting where you're supposed to go is still unclear, it's not that the path to get where you're supposed to go is unclear. It's that you're unclear how to get to the final destination. And that would be like trying to get in your car in San Francisco and expect your car to be in New York City in less than 24 hours. I think it's near impossible to drive, well, from San Francisco to New York City in 24 hours. Maybe it is. I don't know. But I think it's more than 24 hours. And so what happens is we expect to go from where we are out of alignment to all of a sudden alignment with the money and the health and the wealth and the vibrancy. But that's not how you do a journey. You do a journey 1 mile at a time, one step at a time. And so what you can do is you get a sense of the energy of what you want to create that would be closer to the energy of alignment for you. And you go, okay, what's a step I can take today that would create more alignment? So I always used to be obsessed. If I couldn't go to the gym for 3 hours, I wouldn't go to the gym and then I would binge eat. And now one of the things that I have started to integrate into an almost daily practice is 10 squats, 10 lunges, and 10 sit-ups. It's not for physical aesthetics. It's to literally energize moving any stuck energy out of my body. And when I do it, when I first wake up in the morning after a cup of coffee, it's like I feel alive and energized in my day, and it helps with the alignment. So I don't know what's going to be true for each of you, but I do know that there is a possibility. And I got lots of free resources on my website, so check it out. I just did a free live training, and we're giving away, I think that you can sign up for the free live training. But I just want to thank all of you for being here, for listening. If you are listening and you like this, share it with a friend. If you have an email list and you want to share it, or you think that this would contribute to a friend or a family member, please, please feel free to share it, because the more the merrier. We are just getting started with this show, and I can't wait to see where we go together. So I just want to thank you all for being here, for being the magic, for not giving up on you. And if you're in a place where you feel like giving up, please reach out to someone who isn't going to judge you and who can support you, because only you, my friends, know your journey. Thanks for being here, and we'll see you next week.
Catherine is not a medical practitioner nor a licensed therapist. She has strong opinions and will express them, and truly believes that you are your best advocate for any and every area of your life. If you need medical advice, please consult your physician.